Rain continues to cause problems across the middle of the country. Emergency crews have spent the day cleaning up and surveying the damage after flooding killed at least 20 people in three states. Heavy downpours in Minnesota and Wisconsin have led governors there to declare states of emergency. In Oklahoma, the remnants of Tropical Storm Aaron dumped up to a foot of rain, causing at least six deaths. Scott Gurian of member station KGOU reports from Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Guthrie was the first territorial capital of Oklahoma and is known for its historic downtown and Victorian architecture. It was here that cannons sounded in 1889, marking the start of the land run, as 10,000 settlers staked their claims to land along the Cottonwood Creek. Today, that creek crested about 2.5 feet over its flood stage, essentially dividing the city in two. Guthrie Fire Chief Lester Brown stands at the edge of a barricaded bridge as a shallow river of dark brown water flows swiftly through the streets in the west part of town.
Once the water crosses the highway down there, and we give it a little while, watched a little bit of traffic go through it. You know, when we started seeing cars go through it too fast, and we went ahead and shut down the highway. And now it's just a process of just keeping people out of the area, you know, until the water goes down.
A few blocks over at the bottom of a hill, past the railroad tracks and the city's historic train depot, resident Dean Hopkins stands at the edge of the water to take a look.
They blew the flood sirens about 11 o'clock last night, and we had to stay at a motel for the night. We was trying to find out and see if it got up in our house, because I live right across the street from the Cottonwood.
Hopkins is flooded out of his house like a few other residents in Guthrie. The water is about a foot deep in most places, and it's blocked access to several bars, restaurants, and other businesses. But unlike the more severe flooding in other parts of Oklahoma, people here are viewing it mostly as a nuisance and a curiosity. Rose Glover stands on a street corner near City Hall, staring up at a news helicopter that has now become a familiar sight around town. She used to live on the west side of town, where flooding did occasionally occur.
I remember one time it flooded. We moved out, and we went back a day or two to clean up, and the water come right back out, and we had to run again.
She adds it's been a while since she's seen it this bad. Today was also supposed to be the first day of school in Guthrie. As Rose Fox emerges from a breakfast at Katie's Diner, she says her 7-year-old daughter Sarah was anxious to start her first day of second grade.
Yeah, she went to bed last night at her 8 o'clock bedtime for school and was up at 10 o'clock dressed and with her shoes and ready on to go to school. 10 o'clock last night. She was kind of disappointed. She was all hepped up and ready to go for school. She loves school.
Instead, they say they'll do a little shopping and maybe go to the zoo. Usually, tropical storms like Aaron weaken substantially once they come ashore, but this storm surprised forecasters who didn't expect this much rain or the 80-mile-per-hour wind gusts. A half dozen rivers and creeks in Oklahoma are not expected to reach flood stage until later today or tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Scott Gurian in Guthrie, Oklahoma.